Today on Gardening in a Minute, salsa gardens. A salsa garden is great for anyone who would like to make fresh salsa right at home. The best time to plant your salsa garden is in late spring, after the chance of frost has passed. Start by planting the basic ingredients, tomatoes, jalapeno or sweet peppers, and green onions. You can purchase transplants from a local garden center, or for next season, start early and get them started from seed. Choose a location that gets at least 6 hours of full sunlight and is close to a water source. Water and fertilize the plants as needed, and you'll be ready to make your first batch of salsa about 3 months after planting. So why wait? Spice up your garden today! For more information about salsa gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, easy to grow herbs. Herbs make a wonderful addition to your garden, and some of the easiest to grow are rosemary, basil, oregano, mint, and thyme. Basil is perfect for containers or in the garden bed. Be sure to pinch back any flowers to keep the plants from going to seed. Oregano is a perennial that comes in two types, Mexican and European. Both can be grown from cuttings. Mint is a perennial that spreads like wildfire, so consider keeping it confined to containers. Thyme works well in rock gardens or looks good cascading over the edge of containers. All of these herbs are easy to find at the local garden center, so add a few rosemary plants to a container or edge your garden beds with thyme. The possibilities are endless. For more information about herbs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rock gardens. Rock gardens are an old-time favorite, and they're gaining popularity again. When planning your rock garden, stick to one type of rock. In Florida, this would generally be limestone. Consider the time you'll have for maintenance. Most weeding will have to be done by hand. An effective rock garden will use large rocks as the foundation. Position them in a natural way and use their shapes to your advantage. Some rocks make great seats. Others have natural cubby holes perfect for planting or a natural birdbath. Fill gaps between large rocks with smaller stones or gravel, and then add soil to create planting areas. Rock gardens generally have very good drainage and create a hot, dry microclimate, making them perfect for drought-loving bedding plants, ornamental grasses, and succulents like aloe, sedums, and agaves. For more information about rock gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the value of trees. Many people enjoy trees for their shade and natural beauty, but may not realize that trees can bring lasting value to a home. Special appraisers who are certified arborists can determine a tree's actual dollar value. In order to determine a tree's value, an appraiser will consider what kind of tree it is, how big it is, where it's planted, and what condition it's in. Knowing the value of the tree can be helpful for insurance purposes, in case a tree is ever damaged or needs to be replaced. An appraisal can also be helpful for tax deductions or court testimony in lawsuits. A certified arborist will also help you understand how to maintain your tree so that your investment will be protected for years to come. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pergolas. A pergola is a structure that won't provide much shelter from sun or wind, so why build one? Because it's a unique garden structure that allows you to enjoy the outdoors and remain sheltered. Historically, pergolas have served double duty as sheltered gathering spaces and grape arbors. Today, the same design can be used to define a passageway, frame a focal point, or to bring an outdoor room to the garden. Add a climbing plant such as trumpet vine, and your pergola will provide color and shade as well. Pergolas can link pavilions or be entirely freestanding, providing shelter and shade to a length of walkway. Classic pergolas often use stone, but modern pergolas are usually made from a weather-resistant wood and can be painted or stained to suit your landscape. For more information about pergolas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.